Shalom. This is Rabbi Moshe Zilberstein, Dean of the Schechter Rabbinical Seminary, where I have the privilege to teach future rabbis and teachers Jewish liturgy. Today I'd like to share with you an analysis of a liturgical piece well known to you, El Molei Rachamim, and examine different attempts that have been made in the last 50 years to adapt this prayer as a memorial prayer, a liturgical response to the Holocaust. El Molei Rachamim is a late addition to our liturgical canon. Unlike Kaddish Atom, which is clearly not a prayer for the dead, El Molei Rachamim, where one specifically mentions the name of an individual deceased person, clearly is a prayer for the dead. El Molei Rachamim was apparently composed by an anonymous liturgist in Eastern Europe in the 17th century as a response to the Cossack massacres of Jews in the years 1648 and 1649, led by Bogdan Chmelnitsky, Yemach Shemo, Zichro. But unlike Abba Rachamim, another memorial prayer found in our liturgy, written in response to the massacres of Jewish communities during the Crusades, which stresses divine revenge and retribution on the perpetrators of these massacres, El Molei Rachamim describes for the mourners of these events of 1648 and 1649 the peaceful ascent, the return of each individual soul of the deceased Ploni ben Ploni, Avram ben Terech, or Sarah bat Nachor to God. Its language and imagery is both comforting and literally elevating. El Molei Rachamim Shochein Bamlomim Hamtzei Menucha Nechona Al Kanfei Hashchina Bemaalot Kedoshim Utorim Kezor Rakia Mazhirim Lenishmat Ploni Ben Ploni Shalach Lolamo. We pray to God full of mercy who dwells on high to grant a perfect resting place flying up on the wings of the Shechina in the exalted high places among the holy and pure who shine like the light of the firmament, high above to the individual soul of Avraham ben Terach. The body of the deceased, in stark contrast, may descend into the earth at burial, but the individual soul ascends to God. If indeed this prayer was written in response to the brutal murders between the years 1648 and 1649, the prayer, interestingly enough, ignores the tragedies that happened and focuses only on the individual soul's hopeful destination. Using biblical allusions in its petitions to God, El Molei Rachamim describes the desired final journey of the soul. V'gan eden tei menuchato, l'chein bal rachamim yastireo b'seitu k'nafav l'olamim, v'yitzor v'tzorachayim et nishmato alonai unachlato. May gan eden be her or his final resting place, may she, he be sheltered in the shelter of the wings of the Master of Mercy for eternity, and may God now be her or his portion. Using biblical phrases that in their original context speak only of the living to describe the hoped-for final fate of the deceased, the anonymous liturgist of El Molei Rachamim created powerful words of comfort to those in mourning. The phrase, Adonai hu nachlato, God is his portion, in Dvarim Yud Tet, originally speaks of the Levi who has no landholding, physical portion among the 12 tribes of Israel. And the poetic phrase "Vayitzror b'tzurah chayim et nishmato" is based on the blessing from Shmuel Aleph Kafei Kaftet that Abigail gave to David HaMelech, that he would have a long life in this world, not the next. Writing R.I.P., rest in peace, on a tombstone can in no way compare with the poetic Rashi Tevot on a Maseva Tav Nun Tzari Bet Hei Tei Nishmato Tzurah b'tzurah chayim. The paraphrase of the biblical blessing of Abigail, that God will bind up one soul in the bond of the living. 3 centuries later, after its skillful, sensitive composition, El Molei Rachamim, therefore, became the standard, imprinted on the Jewish psyche among Ashkenazic Jewry, to be said at all Levayot, Azkarot, and Yizkor services. So that after the Holocaust, rather than writing a modern version of Abba Rachamim, which once again deals with the collective death and massacre of Jews during the Crusades. After the Holocaust, various attempts were made to adapt instead El Molei Rachamim as a response to the genocide of the 6 million. Most of these attempts were hardly comforting, though they retained the comforting phraseology of the original liturgical piece. For how can you replace the specific name of one individual deceased person with that of 6 million who perished? You need to specify in some way who they were. And in the first decades after the Holocaust, the liturgical results were more full of anger, pain, and accusation than comfort. Here are three examples from many. El Mali Rachamim, Shochein Bamromim, Hametzei Menucha Nechona Al Kanfei Hashchina, Bema'alot Kedoshim Utorim, Kezora Ki Amazirim, Nishmot, Shalchu Lolomam. One might expect here these words, Shalchu Lolomam, that have gone to their eternal habitation. But instead of an adaption of the insert, Ploni Ben Almozi, Shehalach Lolamo, we have the following possibilities. Lenishmot HaKdoshim Utorim, Shehumtu, Shenehergu, Shenishchatu, Veshenisrafu, Veshenitbe'u, Veshenechneku, Al Kiddush Hashem, Al Yedei HaTzororim HaGermanim, Yemach Shemam Zichram, V'kanenetei Menuchatam. Or, לנשמות של 6 מיליוני היהודים חללי השואה באירופה שנהרגו, שנשחטו, שנשרפו ושנספו על קידוש השם ביד המרצחים הגרמנים ועוזריהם משאר העמים. וכאן אין תהיה מנוחתם. Or, לנשמות רבבות אלפי ישראל, אנשים, נשים וטף שנהרגו ושנשחטו, שנחנקו ושנשרפו ושנקברו חיים על קידוש השם. כולם קדושים וטהורים, ובהם גאונים וצדיקים ארזי התורה ואדירי תורה, בגן עדן תהיה מנוחתם. Note that all three of these versions exhibit a need to describe graphically the different forms of death in liturgical, poetic, some might say bombastic, parallel structure, and emphasize that these deaths were examples of Kiddush Hashem. Some of them emphasize that the entire unconceivable number of those murdered were Jews. Some of them even specify who murdered them. One version even tries to specify all the different groups of Jews murdered, men, women, and children, giving special attention to the great Torah scholars who were lost. Rather than a comforting, reassuring prayer, El Malei Rachamim in all these versions has been transformed into a liturgical testimony of pain and perhaps rage, describing the murders and naming the murderers. I remember once hearing a version of El Malei Rachamim at the March of the Living, where the Chazan cried out, Al Yedei HaNatzim Yamach Shemam V'Zichram. But should we even mention the word Nazi in a sacred setting, memorializing our martyred dead? And do we properly respect those who were murdered and comfort all who are present at our Holocaust memorial services by giving detailed descriptions in our liturgy of the extermination of our people? Another question. Should we even differentiate between Amcha and Gdolei Torah when describing those who were murdered? All these are questions I can ask with the hindsight and distance of 60 years after the Holocaust. I understand the need to testify to comfort found intention in all these 20th century adaptions of El Malei Rachamim in response to the Shoah. I don't judge. For many, these liturgical adaptions may still be very meaningful. But I'd like to conclude my session with you today with a 21st century alternative compiled by Professor Chazan Eliyahu Schleifer of Jerusalem. His El Malei Rachamim version is compiled, not composed. It's based on and draws from previous liturgical attempts. This is how new Jewish liturgy often develops. More than 6 decades later, we are still in the process of developing a proper liturgical response or responses to the Holocaust. And Professor Schleifer's compilation can contribute much to that conversation. His text is as follows. El Malei Rachamim Shochein Banomim Dayan Almanot V'Aviyat Yitomim Hamsei Menucha Nechona Al Kanfei Hashchina במעלות קדושים וטהורים כזור רק המזירים לנשמות אחינו ואחיותינו שנרצחו בשואה בעבור שאנו בכל בית ישראל מתפללים בעד הזכרת נשמתם ארץ אל תחסה דמם ואל תדעך זעקתם בזכות עקדתם נדחי ישראל ישובון לאחוזתם והקדושים יבואון אל מנוחתם אלוני מנחלתם ונאמר אמן. God full of mercy abiding on high, who judges the cause of widows and orphans, grant perfect rest on the wings of the Shekhinah, among the ranks of the holy and pure who shine as the brightness of the sky, to the souls of our brothers and sisters who were murdered in the Shoah, as we in the whole house of Israel pray in their memory. Let the earth never cover their blood and their cries never die out. by virtue of the Akedah, may the dispersed of Israel return to their homeland. May the Holy Ones find their place of rest. Adonai is now their inheritance. And let us say, Amen. Note the following in Professor Schleifer's short but powerful compilation. 1. The classical literary allusions that dwell, but not overly so, on the theme of revenge and divine retribution. Tayan alamot v'avi yitomim, eretz al techaser, damam ve'al tid'ach za'akatam. 2. The Zionist ideology, which one can argue is not appropriate for the liturgical setting, and still be a Zionist. Bizchut akiratam, nidchei Yisrael yeshuvu la'achuzatam, v'kdoshim yibohun el menuchatam. 3. The naming of those whom we remember and memorialize, the nishmot achenu v'achyotenu shenirtzechu b'shoah, formulated in a very familial, egalitarian mode. We don't need to give numbers or other details or even mention that they were Jews or that there were Torah scholars among them. Our brothers and sisters murdered in the Shoah gives us all the associations we need. We unfortunately know the rest. And 4, note here is the one major innovation in this version. Besides specifying those who died, this version also defines the mourners, those who are praying. Ba'avur she'anu v'chol beit Yisrael mipalalim ba'ad hazkarat nishmatam. The phrase called Beit Yisrael is an allusion to the story of the shocking deaths of Aaron's sons, of Aharon's sons, Nadav v'Avihu, found in Vayikra Yud Vav Parshat Shmini, the annual reading of which often coincides on our calendar with Holocaust Memorial Day. Aharon, dumbfounded by the inexplicable deaths of his two sons, is told by his brother Moshe, V'achichem kol peit Yisrael yivku ha'srefa asher saraf et Adonai. And your brethren, the whole house of Israel, will mourn the Holocaust, the burning which God has brought about. At Yizkor and Holocaust memorial gatherings in the future, which version of El Malei Rachamim will you use in your communities? What is the liturgical response to the Shoah you wish to perpetuate for future generations in our synagogues and memorial services? Liturgy is a response. It may not give us answers to all our questions, but it helps us to respond, gives us a context, a Jewish context, in which to react and look for meaning. 60 years later, we are all still in the process of trying to create an El Malei Rachamim, a liturgical response, if not an answer, to the Shoah.